Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
It's too cold outside. People in Nashville can't drive. Tickets are too expensive. My feet hurt. My favorite team blows. This is my primary complaint with a Midday 180.
My primary complaint this week is an annoyance that makes me mute or change the television station during a commercial when this plays. This is the Cricket Wireless commercial. Now, aside from the fact that their product apparently can't connect in downtown Nashville, we learned that through Ryan Mudd on his date.
Ryan Mudd endorses this product. It's all you need to know.
They have this irritating commercial that sounds like this.
Hi.
Hi.
Hola.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I hate that. That's my primary complaint.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
That's a shame. Brittany was just about to come upstairs and offer you a
I've already been offered. I turned it
live,
down.
Live spot.
I turned it down like 2 years ago.
I don't know what shows you're watching, Hud. I've never heard that commercial before.
Oh, you will.
I never want to hear it again.
My primary complaint this week is also television related, entertainment related, streaming service related. Netflix is ahead of the game in so many different ways, and they are sort of the torchbearer of streaming service entertainment. Here's one area, though, where they're way behind. I don't know why they feel compelled to show me the credits in 15 different languages and not give me the option to get out of that.
Oh, it's bad.
Amazon Prime is the best at this. When an episode ends of something, immediately, I'm talking about within 2 seconds, it has the option on the bottom to go to the next episode. And if you don't click on anything within 5 seconds, it automatically takes you to the next episode.
Netflix doesn't do that?
Netflix does not do that. At the end of
Netflix.
It does
for me. I'll show you.
At the end of Netflix, well, they have the skip intro part and all of that. But at the end of Netflix, for me, you have to fast forward to the end. Even when you fast forward to the end, they still make you sit through about 15 different languages.
Huh.
That is my primary complaint.
And they complain.
I would hate that too.
It's funny. I don't think this is universal because I'm watching Homecoming and I'm not getting that.
I don't have that either.
Fast forward.
It's got to be a setting.
And even fast forwarding, I'm not getting to the thing. I have to go back.
Amazon
and hit
episodes.
Hit episodes and go to the next one manually on Homecoming, which is Amazon Prime.
It's funny because like if
I'm watching Russian credits and there's nothing Russian about the show.
I watch Sneaky Pete on Amazon Prime immediately. Like you can't even catch a breath. The credits start to roll, and within 5 seconds, it rolls right into the next episode.
I'd be offended.
Yeah, my Netflix
was the key
rolls
grip.
Right into it too, and sometimes it's too fast for me.
Well, mine will
you
roll.
See the key grip, right?
No, I just don't want it to be in 5 seconds. Like, give me time to go pee.
I can't be alone here. But if I just let it play, here's what happens. It goes to the title screen of Stranger Things, and at the bottom of the screen, it says in 25 seconds, the next episode will play.
Or you could click on it and it goes.
Or you just click OK and it goes to it. That's what it goes to, but it still forces me to watch the credits or fast forward through the credits. It never pops up on the credit screen to go to the next one. Amazon always does.
I think we can all fiddle with our settings.
Possibly.
I love fiddling with my settings.
Yeah, I knew somebody would take
my
that.
Primary complaint, also entertainment related. The Forbes list of the top celebrities was released today. At the top of the list, hauling in $185 million over the past year, Taylor Swift. So is Taylor celebrating this success? Nope. She's still pouting that a big bad man who once represented someone that said something mean about her bought the record label that gave her a chance as a 14-year-old. Oh, and speaking of that man that gave a pitchy teen with rudimentary musical skills a record deal at 14 and turned her into the biggest musical star in the world, well, he's mean too, and I'm now mad at him. Dear Taylor Swift, you are a 29-year-old multi-millionaire superstar with millions of minions willing to do your bidding. Your influence over a staggering number of young girls and women is undeniable, but what are you actually teaching them? It's time to stop playing the victim. I wish someone would victimize me to the tune of a $360 million net worth.
Why you gotta be so mean?
And complain and complain and complain and complain.
Reed with the audio help. I like it.
Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. I too am going to have a little audio support. My primary complaint is, I don't know if you'd call it an app. It's called Bands in Town. So you give it access to your iTunes library, if you will, and it sends you an email when
they're coming to town. That's a great idea.
Coming to town. It's excellent. And you guys know how much I like this band. I love the cocaine. I love the cocaine. I love the cocaine. I love Buck Cherry.
I think.
Listen, I was with my older brother in New Jersey recently. We spent some quality time together, and he again sold me on Buck Cherry and how Buck Cherry is so much more than Lit Up, the song where I love the cocaine. Mm-hmm. And so yesterday I get a message that pops up from Bands in Town. Buck Cherry. And I'm like, sweet, Buck Cherry's coming to Nashville. Maybe I will go see this band and get more invested. I open it, and it says Bands in Town tells me that Buck Cherry is coming to my town, New York City. Some kind of glitch in there. You're misreading where I am or something, Chief. But that's a big road trip for me to go see.
Is that where you downloaded it?
No. All of them are Nashville. Something just went wrong here. But I can't take that kind of road trip on pure faith that there's more than one song that I like.
And they complain and complain and complain.
They did. Buck Cherry was at the Cowan recently.
Yeah, it was bad timing for me.
Right before we were there for Midday Masters.
I think that app also has access to your microphone and heard you talk.
Heard me singing it?
Assume that you were in New York City.
Anywhere.
Or they have access to your...
They heard me singing the song, and they're like, this guy loves this song so much, he'll go anywhere to see Buck.
Well, they have the coordinates.
If he's singing I Love the Cocaine on his radio show, he'll go anywhere. Hawaii, Europe, Buck Cherry, every show is in his backyard.
Buck Cherry's in Medina.
We got to get Buck Cherry on as a guest.
No distance too far to go see Buck Cherry.
Play them my version of that song. Cover tunes by Paul Kuhersky.
615-737-1045. The calls on the line, so good. Johnson and Bon Aqua, for instance, is waiting patiently. Chris and Jeff, but we start with Asian Carp Allen to lead us off.
2 days in a row for me.
What's up, Allen?
Hi.
What's up?
Funny. He amused himself.
Yes.
It is terrible. That commercial is absolutely awful.
Thank you.
I called it audible here, so I was almost on hold. It made me think of this. It's even worse. Bathroom attendant guy. It's got to be the worst job in the world. But it's never necessary. I have been using the bathroom on my own almost exclusively since about 4. I don't need any help. I know how to wash my hands. I would rather go behind the restaurant and use the bathroom than have to deal with bathroom attendant guys.
But do you bring your own cologne to the restroom?
I mean, I don't, and I don't. If I have to re-hit up the cologne, the date's probably not going well. You know, and the other thing is, you just give him a 5 spot when you get there and go, "Look, here's $5. Please don't talk to me the whole night. Just forget I'm not in here.
Me or my boys.
My protocol with that." Is if I hit a restaurant that has that, I'll tell them, hey, I'll hit you up when I get some cash or when I come back. And then mentally, I tell myself, I'm not going back to the restroom here because I
do the same thing. I avoid it like
the
plague.
I just ignore them.
Well, how do you ignore them if they come up to you with the soap? If they hold the soap, what do you do?
I go to the soap dispenser.
Yeah.
Tell them you don't wash. Or say, all right, if you're going to be in here. If you're going to be in here, then say, all right, then get over here and earn it.
I got 10 minutes. Come on.
Hey, this thing's not going to shake itself.
Thank you, Alan.
That's what
I was hoping to give me the bye on the end.
That's what Robert Kraft says when he bye. Bathroom attendant.
Get over and earn.
Yeah. Hey, I've got people working for me.
Chris, what's up?
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Great.
I have a complaint. I hate driving in Nashville. Everybody hates driving in Nashville, but there are things that make driving in Nashville make you hate it even more, like the clowns that put on their birthday suits in the morning and decide that, you know, the intersection, say 24 going into 440, the split where it's one lane each way. I'm so sick of the guys in front of me going all the way in the left lane until they get to the very end and then cutting over to the right. Not only are they slowing the people down behind them, they're being completely inconsiderate and ignorant to the people that they're getting in front of anyways. We've all done it. I've done it too, but I could be complaining about myself anyways, but it's just terrible. It's ignorant and it's stupid. And by the way, Chad, I can fix your Netflix problem. I know what your problem is.
What is it?
When you go into Netflix, are you clicking continue watching?
You'll resume. I think it's like a resume option.
Yeah, resume or continue watching, yeah. And that's your list. Yeah, don't do that. When you do that, it'll only play the one episode. You'll have to back out and go to a new one. If you actually go to the show list, it will allow you to skip that episode and go to the next one.
So go to the episodes and then start it from there.
Yeah. Yes,
instead
exactly.
of, yep. Okay.
That's instead a good
of
piece of information.
Or the continue, and yeah, that's the catch there. Because we use Netflix all the
that's
time.
Outstanding information.
And that was a huge problem for me for a while. So I'm glad I can help you out with that.
That is well outstanding
done.
Information.
Well done. As right. to your first complaint, I want to say this. I tend to sure. agree with him, right? You know, the lane's closed, and you hate the people that go down that lane up until the end. But if you look around on the internet, it is actually the advised way to do this is to fill up all two lanes, say, fill it up all the way down, and then zipper merge at the top. It's called the zipper merge. Look up zipper merge and see if you can find a graphic to tweet out about this. I'm talking to Phil, our production assistant. You get down to the end with all the lanes full. That way this maximizes the movement you could have forward, right? So it reduces the backup at the back end because you're filling up the lanes that are available to you. Then you zipper merge at the front, which is basically every other, right? And I hate when people don't do every other when you're in every other situation where it's clear. I'm going, you're going, I'm going,
like
you're going.
Stop.
And then somebody tries to go two from the one. And I look at you and I'm like, I'm giving the signal. It's clear here. We're going every other. Why are you going to be the person that thinks your lane gets two now?
If you think things could have been worse on 440, while they're doing the construction, they require all the big trucks to be in the right lane. Well, the right lane is now what the shoulder used to be. So the merge onto 440 is like 14 feet now.
Yeah, there's no room.
So if you get stuck in that right lane, basically. It's terrible.
Johnson is calling for Bon Aqua. Johnson.
Hey.
How was your fourth, Johnson?
Well, let me turn that speaker off. I had my hand went dead. I've got... You're there.
We're here, man.
Look here. I've got a complaint. I was in the Army in the 60s, and I didn't make any money in the Army. And I had with my combat pay and my parachute pay and everything, I might have made $100 a month. And professional players, they're complaining about how many millions of dollars they get.
Yes,
and
they do.
You know, I don't understand it.
Johnson, sometimes we tend to agree with you.
Let me give you a little, this will kind of explain it. Poor man want to be rich, rich man want to be king, and the king ain't satisfied till he rules everything. It's a little Springsteen lyric for you that kind of explains
Johnson, it. How was your July 4th? What did you do?
Oh, man. Well, I barbecued. I cooked the elders. I didn't blow off no fingers.
Good.
And I drank a fifth on the fourth and a fifth on the fifth, I think.
Something tells me that didn't help you get back in the house with your wife.
I might have done both. I don't know. But anyway, you guys have me. I don't understand how where money comes into play with play, you know.
Yep.
I worked all my life, you know. I worked in chemical plants, and I never made a big amount of money. But, that other guy that's complaining about the traffic, do like me. I complained and I moved to Bon Aqua. There ain't no traffic out here.
I believe that.
Sensible move, Bon Aqua.
Johnson and Bonacqua drink a fifth on the fourth and a fifth on the fifth.
And he moved to place with no traffic.